This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. And its deadliest weekend since a military takeover in Myanmar. Records show that nearly 20 deaths have occurred as the security forces opened fire and made mass arrests just in one day in an attempt to break up protests that challenged the military seizures of power. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more details.
Gunshots could be heard in Dawei as police appear to be using live ammunition to disperse the protests. Police use of live fire on crowds was also reported in many other cities, including Yangon and Mandalay. A UN human rights official said it had credible information that almost 20 people were killed and dozens wounded. It also believed that the forces used tear gas, flashbang grenades and stun grenades. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration says it remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and the other original participants in the agreement. A senior administration official says the U.S. is disappointed in that rejection, but it is flexible as to the timing and format of the talks. Official says the U.S. sees Iran's decision to snub the European Union invitation as part of the diplomatic process. Official says the U.S. will be consulting with other participating countries on a way forward. And a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel Sunday endorsed the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shot for adults older than 18. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump took to the stage for the first time since leaving office at the Conservative Political Action Conference Sunday in Orlando, Florida. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Judging by the crowd's reaction, the former president didn't disappoint.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month.
While Trump called for Republican unity, he also ripped GOP leaders who accused him of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
Instead of attacking me and, more importantly, the voters of our movement, top establishment Republicans in Washington should be spending their energy in opposing Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats.
Trump acknowledged that courts have rejected his claims of election fraud, but dismissed it.
The Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it.
The White House says simply it's not focused on Trump's remarks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Initial deliveries of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine should start Tuesday, helping to boost vaccination rates across the country. That's according to senior administration officials. The officials acknowledged that vaccination rates among minorities were not where they ultimately want them to be, but said federal officials were closely monitoring distribution to ensure it was equitable. They urged everyone in the United States to get a vaccination as soon as it was their turn and said Black and Brown Americans should understand that safeguards had been put in place after past cases of discrimination in the medical field. Britain's health minister, Matt Hancock, said on Sunday that more than 20 million people across the United Kingdom have now received a COVID-19 shot. He described it on Twitter as a magnificent achievement for the country, and he urged all people who get the call for inoculation appointments to get the jab. Britain has rolled out Europe's fastest COVID-19 vaccination program, raising the prospect of lifting of its current lockdown restrictions between now and the end of June. The UK has seen more than 4 million cases of the virus, with at least 123,000 deaths. Israel announced plans to vaccinate tens of thousands of Palestinians who work inside Israel and its West Bank settlements. Israel has launched one of the world's most successful vaccination programs, inoculating over half of its population in just 2 months, but it has come under international criticism for not sharing its vaccine stockpile with the Palestinians, even as it plans to share surplus vaccines with far-flung allies in Africa and Latin America. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.